21 minutes gone. Cross comes in, and that ball is over the line. Scrambled over the line there by Sullivan, who literally was a cross with a lot of fizz on it from Kirsty Chambers, and Northwich don't deal with it, and essentially Sullivan just, well, stomached it over the line.
Just bundled it over, really.
Yeah, 21 minutes close gone, range. And finally the deadlock is broken. McCarrick plays the ball to Foster. Foster forward to Sullivan. And again, we spoke about the trio in midfield pulling the strings. It's certainly the case. Here's Foster now. Foster plays the ball to Chambers on this near touchline. Chambers now on the left foot, crosses that ball in, appeals for handball, ball breaks back to Chambers. Chambers now on the byline, plays the ball back on the edge of the box. Here's Sullivan, shoots. There's no stopping that one. 2-0, 23 minutes gone. Paul.
I think the word aplomb comes into that one. You think the finish? Very, very stylish finish.
And well, Foster gets the ball back, and it's now with Winters. Winters now. Over the halfway line, the pass goes to McCarrick. McCarrick now charging forward. Plays a lovely pass to Chambers. Chambers is one-on-one, shoots into the bottom corner. And, well, with 4 minutes left to play of this first half, that's more like it. Kirsty Chambers making it 3-0. Kirsty Chambers cuts that ball out, gets the ball to Hatcliffe. Hatcliffe plays the ball back to Sullivan, who plays it first time to Chambers. Chambers now heading to the byline near the corner flag. On the left-hand side, crosses the ball back to Sullivan. Can she get a hat-trick? She shoots.
Yes.
Into the top corner from the edge of the penalty box. And that is a hat-trick there for Fran Sullivan. Not bad at all.
Not bad first half work there. 4-0, 3 to Fran Sullivan.
Well, we're back underway, and that's almost the last bit of action. But Luke's here now. Luke's coming forward, plays the ball square to Sullivan. Ball breaks to Foster. Foster now. Back to Sullivan. Sullivan plays out to his left-hand side to Chambers. Chambers now, back it goes, infield to Foster. Foster lining up a shot, she shoots, it's deflected. And it's going to be a corner ball to FC United.
10th corner.
And we are into added time of this first half. 4-0 now, if you're just joining us.
Completed passes, it's 244, plays 50.
And I bet that's between three players.
Well,
Most of it.
Yeah.
Sullivan, Foster and McCarrick. Well, it's going to be Kirsty Chambers to take this corner. We are into added time in this first half. In it comes towards the back post. Beats everyone. It's not cleared though. Here's Foster with a shot. And well, that is Luke's there right on the goal line. Toe pokes it over the line. And that is 5-0. In the first 20 minutes, you've got to remember that Northwich were defending well. The goalkeeper was on it. And they've not really changed much. They're still defending well. It's just FC United have become a lot more effective.
Oh,
and here is
this.
Luke's now. Luke's heading towards the right-hand byline. Crosses this ball back towards Hatcliffe. It breaks to Sullivan. It shoots.
Oh.
And she thumps that into the top corner, right on the edge of the penalty box. And don't save those, really, do you?
No. It's like pick the bones out of that.
Winters getting the ball to Chambers. Chambers plays the ball back to Fran Davis. Davis to Foster on the halfway line. Foster turns now. Foster plays the ball. Nice little turn there from Fields. Ball's overrun though. Second ball is picked up by McCarrick. McCarrick, Hatcliffe's pointing there where she wants the ball. McCarrick opts to go square instead. Here's Foster now, bringing the ball through the middle. Nice little 1-2 there with Hatcliffe. Foster plays the ball out to the left-hand side to Chambers now. Chambers, by the corner flag, crosses the ball in. It's along the deck. There's Sullivan with her fifth goal on the near post. And it's FC United and Manchester's seventh. Well, dominant display in the league.
You could say the ball should never have got that far. It wasn't the greatest of crosses, but it wasn't cut out.
Yes.
And credit Fran Sullivan for loitering deep in the box, just in case it did get there. And it did. And, of course, from that range, she's not going to miss.
Well, if anything, this is an advert for one up front, which I never thought we'd say on FC Radio.
I think I'm beginning to wonder whether this is a personal record for Fran Sullivan today, but...
What is the record, Paul, for goals in a game?
For FC's women?
Yes.
I think we're talking seven.
Right. Okay, so that's something to aim for. And, well, here's Hatcliffe now. One-on-one with the goalkeeper. Rounds the goalkeeper. It's going to get to Luke's. And Luke slots it in. And, well, what a start to this second half. 49 minutes gone. And, well, FC United 8-0 up. Well, it's 58 minutes gone here, 8-0 currently, and this is a free kick.
Up.
But it's going to be Sullivan to take this.
She's feeling lucky. It's definitely her day.
Well.
Oh, well.
Outside the penalty, 28 yards. And, well, Sullivan has belted it into the top corner. And, well.
Without any effort
without
whatsoever.
Without any effort from both her or the commentary team. And that is 9-0 on 58 minutes. Sullivan now with two hat-tricks. So 9-0 if you're just joining us, with 25 minutes or so left to play at Broadhurst Park. You just know Luke is thinking to himself, I want double figures, I want double figures. It looks nice on a spreadsheet, I want
and
double figures.
He also wants another clean sheet at home.
That as well. And here's McCarrick now, a nice ball to Luke's. Luke's on the ball, comes in field with it from the left-hand side now. Mia Holden pointing, but Luke's continues a run and now on the right-hand side, still with the ball, still with the ball. And if that goes in, is one of the goals of the season right there. And it is only October. A fine solo run there from Yvette Luke's to make it double figures, Paul.
And that's the big 4-0 for the season.
40 goals in three matches.
40-0. I've
got a headache thinking about that. And the ball cleared, but there's Fliss Winters cutting that ball out. And here's Vias now on the halfway line. That's a pass gets to Luke's. Here's Luke's now. Luke's infield, she comes with it. Plays the ball forward to Fields. Fields, good first touch. Jones is there again. Good save once more from Jones. But Fields tries to win that ball back. And eventually it's a scrambled clear by Northwich. And there's Beth Tattersall. Tattersall does well. Ball breaks to Foster. Foster to Fields. Fields with a first time ball over the top. Foster continues a run, charging forward. And that is legs 11 for FC United.
Roy Keane-esque, wasn't it? That
how many
really
times does she do that? Yeah. Where she just plays the ball, goes to the 1-2 and is determined to get on the second pass. Superb. Chambers now looking for runners. Comes in field with it instead. Plays it to Foster. Foster now on the edge of the box, plays it to Chambers. Chambers, who's onside, twists and turns and shoots. Top corner, 12-0, 75 minutes gone at Broadhurst Park. Kirsty Chambers there with an emphatic finish. Referee doesn't want this game to end.
Well, again, we've had stoppages, to be fair.
Yeah. And, well, FC United back on the ball with Tattersall. Winters there does well. Winters plays the ball forward there to Foster. Foster's onside on the right-hand side. Is she going to have a dig? She does.
Oh, what a finish.
Into the far corner. And, well, that's what they call in the trade a cherry on the cake. And that is 13-0 to FC United.
I thought what was impressive there, it was 93rd minute. Three players fought for possession inside the Northwich half and won it back. And the desire was still there. And that's the end of the game.